From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A group of Pakistan militants from Taliban militants, that is, in Pakistan, assaulted an Air Force base in the northwestern part of the country. Happened early today, killing at least 17 people, wounding many others. Thousands of Pakistanis have died in the decades-long Taliban insurgency. As migrants tried to avoid Hungary's closed borders, Serbia shuttled them in by buses toward Croatia. Small Serbian border village became their last stop in Serbia. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports now from Bezdan.
A steady stream of migrants are arriving on buses and taxis in the Serbian border village of Bezdan, which is only 1 kilometer away from the Croatian border. Here they're receiving help from the Red Cross. The Serbian Red Cross has set up a table here. Families are receiving aid, mostly women and children. You can see the relief on people's faces after a long journey. They seem welcome in Serbia. We heard a woman say, "Thank you, Serbia." She went up to the police officer and said, "Thank you, Serbia." We had a family pose for photographs. We have people smiling. They feel like they have gone through a lot, and now it seems a relief to them that a country is helping them go through with aid supplies. So from here, these migrants will walk 1 kilometer to the border of Croatia. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Bezdan.
Yeah, the Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are in safe police custody, military custody, and will be released soon. He told VOA the military staged the coup there because the country's political process was biased and that he will start a political dialogue to include all parties. At least three people were reported killed. This is VOA News.